And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It's a big game this weekend.
I thought it looked good in the studio earlier. Because we all have our Chiefs shirts on. Then Donut Lounge brought in some Chiefs-inspired red and gold donuts. And I thought, yeah, this is good. But then X Factor showed up. And all of a sudden,
all bets are off now.
Yeah, you know, this is my PJ, so I just hop out of bed and get right down here.
You're the lucky one, man. That's awesome.
Gotta post a picture.
So I did on our Twitter.
Okay, you have to go look. Go to KC102 Radio on Twitter and see X Factor.
And he brought a little guest with him, too.
Yeah, I brought Big Ben along with me. I've been taking him around town all week, you know, giving him the boot treatment around there. KC, giving him a little kicking around, you know. Warming him up for Sunday because I hear Houston and Tomba and D are ready to get after him a little bit.
That's what I hear. Yep. Now, sounds like everybody's back.
Sunday morning, they're opening the gates at 6:30, and I thought that was early. What time do you plan on being out there?
4.
4 a.m.
Yes.
Are you planning on sleeping on Saturday?
Oh, no. I never sleep. Literally, I won't go to bed now till Sunday night, probably about 8 o'clock.
Oh, my. Impressive.
Yeah.
And you said you've got a whole carload of people you pick up at 4 in the morning.
Yep. Got to pick up everybody. I got the Chiefs SUV. It's 4x4, so I have the one that's got to drive, and I don't drink no more, so it's a little bit safer that I do the driving anyways.
Sure.
And everybody else gets a party and just sit back and chill.
He said a little bit safer.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, you haven't seen my driving skills and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty funny. We need to YouTube this sometime, me going up the hill, because I like, as soon as the gates open, I go up this massive hill. And one of the games, I forgot to put my car into four-wheel drive, and I literally started up the hill, and I spun out and did a 360.
Oh,
and
nice.
Had to drop it into four to get up this massive hill and over to my parking spot.
So, for those, and you've got to see the picture, by the way. You've got to check out our social media. But so, explain your getup for those who can't see if they're in the car right now. Right. What you've got the X Factor, like the Arrowhead hat.
Yes. You got an X Factor Arrowhead hat. I've got base layer spandex, you know. So, trying to rock the spandex.
Yes.
Like, I'm staying away from that beautiful looking donut right there because it will just make my spandex go boom. I've got 3 Merses, man purses.
What's in those? What do you keep in there?
I keep, well, that's, you know, kind of
Expector privileged information.
Privileged. Now, I carry cards and stuff for the kids because I always like giving the youngsters autograph X Factor cards. So, carry tons of cards in there and my wallet, my money, and all that kind of good stuff. Got 3 man purses. And then, I'm Chiefs everywhere.
Even the earrings.
Yes, even the earrings.
Those are great.
And my thong.
Of course.
That's yes.
Red in front, gold in the back?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I mean, you know, as Mitch said it himself.
I've got Chiefs panties on.
Yes.
Chiefs panties on, yes.
Now, you mentioned kids, and you have to leave here in a little bit because you're going to go over to Children's Mercy, and you do all kinds of great charity stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go see a couple little angels that are battling cancer. So, go take them some gifts and bring some smiles to their faces, and that's what it's all about. I run an organization called KC Superfans. We literally go to hundreds of charity events, schools, hospitals, you name it. We do it and stuff and just try to make an impact in the community and help others around us.
Do you remember your very first Chiefs game?
Oh, absolutely. It was in 85, literally. You could move down the field with the Chiefs as they got a first down or punted the ball, you know. There was, like, I think 92 of us there back in 1985. A little bit different story now, you know. Big Ben says he thinks that he's going to be able to, you know, audible and do all his stuff because he's got us figured out.
Well, oh, yeah.
No, it's not happening, Big Ben, you know. I've almost got 80,000 of my family members, and we're on to you. And I've been, you know, giving them little clues on how to – you know, make it impossible for you and your squealer teammates to get any first downs on us.
And what do you think about Mark Wahlberg? Everybody yesterday went crazy because they saw the headline, Wahlberg cheers for the Chiefs. But what he's really saying in the video is he'd rather the Patriots play the Chiefs and the Steelers because he thinks we're going to be a patsy. It'll be easy for Brady to get back to the Super Bowl.
Well, I've been saying the same thing all week. Go Texans.
Yeah, exactly, you know. Right. And that's,
You know, and that's kind of a backhand thing against Texans because, I want to play them versus,
right. Oh, sure.
You know, I don't care what Mark Wahlberg thinks. back to making your movie Invincible. That was good, though.
Welcome back to the Funky Bunch.
Fear.
Well, are you aware, comedian Eddie Ift, who's from Pittsburgh, Steelers fan, he's in town this weekend
at
Stanford's. So we thought, well, let's get Eddie, put him up against you, do a little Chiefs-Steelers trivia, and see who can win this morning.
Well, we already know. I think he's already I've won by default because he's like waving his little yellow, pee-stained, terrible towel. Saying, I can't take on X Factor. This guy's got me. I already intimidated him. He's not even here. So.
That's true. He hasn't actually shown up yet.
Right.
He's scared.
You don't mess with a Hall of Fame super fan. I know my stuff. You know,
in the Hall of Fame. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it was a pretty neat honor. They inducted a bunch of us fans way back in the early 2000s. So, huge honor. Yep. And then Ken.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Comedian Eddie Ift on his way to take on X Factor in some Chiefs Steelers trivia this morning. We were just talking to X Factor off the air. You've been to every stadium except Atlanta?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you said Oakland is actually one of the better ones to go to a game at.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that for all Chiefs fans because it is dangerous. There are a lot of knives in the parking lot. And I haven't seen guns, but I'm sure they're concealed. For me, there's so many Raiders super fans, and there's such a respect. You know, a lot of guys I'm in the Hall of Fame with and do a lot of charity work with, so they protect me kind of like Mike Tyson and stuff and make sure that I'm protected out there. I love it. Oakland is my favorite away game by far.
What's the worst place to go?
Oh, wow. That's a toss-up. Like I said, I don't like Pittsburgh. I don't like Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I don't like New England. You know,
I'm sensing a connection there.
Yeah.
Kind of the East Coast
kind of East Coast deal. I just don't like that kind of stuff, you know. Give me Oakland any day. Matter of fact, I didn't get to go this year because of schedule, and I am so looking forward to getting back out there next year with my boys. So,
well, it's good because now, you know, obviously Los Angeles is going to have like half the NFL.
Yeah.
So if you go to one city, you can see like six teams now.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. Hopefully Oakland stays in Oakland. You know, that's where it belongs.
Yeah.
And stuff, and I think this move will kind of ensure that they're not in LA too, because they were in those stocks, and the Los Angeles deal kind of seems like it's falling down.
Yeah. Oakland wants to move to Vegas, right? Is that what their plan is?
Which I'm kind of cool with that too. You know, I wouldn't mind going to strip and watching Chiefs. That sounds like a good trip. Let's do that.
Actually, that would be kind of fun, right? It's like they play all these games in London and stuff like that. You ever been overseas? You ever done the overseas game?
No, I was supposed to go to London last year, but I didn't. My schedule didn't happen the way I wanted to, so I didn't end up getting to go. But yeah. I don't like that at all. Don't take a home game away from us and put us over in London. That's not a home game, you know.
Right.
So stop that, NFL.
Yeah.
When's the last time you missed a home Chiefs game?
That would have been in early 90s, 91.
What?
Oh my gosh. Every game
every
since
game.
The 90s.
Every game.
Wow.
I said he was a super fan.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I assume you're ready to go with trivia. You probably know everything easily that I've got here.
Well, hopefully,
I'm just guessing. Some of it's more Chiefs-related. Some of it's a little more Steelers-related.
Okay.
And you and Eddie Ift will be going against each other.
Let's go. Like I said, he's scared to death. he's going to be coming in here shivering. It's not from the cold. It's because he's scared.
Look at you.
Talking the trash already.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Jen Shaley Truda. It's the 13th of January, Friday the 13th. It is also Red Friday, and we go live to the Facebook Live Lounge just down the hall and around the corner in the KC-1021 Broadcasting Complex, where the girls are standing by right now with X Factor. What's going on down there?
Well, comedian Eddie Ift has made it into the building. He was walking down the hall, and he ran into X Factor, and I believe he said something like,
I'm scared.
I'm scared, he said.
Right?
And I think he said, what the is that?
Yeah.
I think it was something along those lines. He had to run down the hall. Craig grabbed Eddie, and they took off down the hall, so we're now awaiting him to actually play our trivia game. I've been prepping X Factor, testing his knowledge off the air. He seems like he is primed and ready to go.
I'm ready, yeah. And Eddie, he's scared. He's literally scared. That's why he's not here. We've already won this, so whoever the Chiefs caller, got faith. We're winning this.
Yeah, there we go,
do
right?
Do you have two people that are ready to play along?
We do indeed, yes. You want to talk to them?
Let's go to them.
All right. This is Michaela. Good morning, Michaela. Michaela?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. So you are playing with X Factor this morning. You've chosen the Chiefs side, and the X Factor is on the line with us now from the Facebook Live Lounge, so you can say good morning to him.
Good morning.
I think he is going to I think he's going to do you well. X Factor very confident about his skills in this one.
X Factor's ready.
All right. And playing on the Eddie If side, on the Steelers side, this is Judy from Raytown. Good morning, Judy.
Hello.
Are you necessarily, Judy, a Steeler fan, or are you just choosing the side for the contest?
Unfortunately, I got picked as a Steelers fan.
Gotcha. Okay. So just slotted in the role today down there, Jen, not necessarily a Pittsburgh fan, which is good.
Okay. We do have comedian Eddie If now. He has made it down, and he again reiterated that he's very scared of X Factor. First of all, let's say good morning to Eddie. You want to?
Hi. How are you? I can't believe I'm here right now. I feel like I was tricked when I got booked at Stanford's Comedy Club this week. I was booked like 6 months ago. I had no idea this would be a playoff weekend and that the Steelers would be playing the Chiefs. So I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm a little scared.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. X Factor has not missed a home Chiefs game since the early 90s. So,
oh wow.
To call him a super fan is kind of an understatement.
Yeah, I can tell. Anyone that puts spandex on their body for anything is a fan of something.
I work out, man. I make spandex look good.
All right. So we've actually got them set up kind of Family Feud style. So we've got a stool in between them and then our bell. Okay. And so when I read the question, you guys have to lunge for the bell. Oh,
that's
wow.
Why
he's
I'm here
taking
to watch
a
to make sure
very
gonna...
offensive stance. Shaylee's in
it's
between
like,
them.
It's like over the top.
It is.
I mean, you guys could do that too. That's
no,
fine.
No, arm rest.
No, okay.
Haven't
see,
you seen
he is scared.
Of people and their arms snapping off.
Right.
I don't want to hurt him.
Oh, I work out, boy. You don't want to get your butt beat by a boy in spandex arm wrestling. Nobody will ever let you let that down.
Pleasuring yourself is not working out.
Okay, are you officially ready for us, Truda, to start the trivia game?
I am ready. Let's do this. We're all set here.
Okay, we're going to start with question number one. What year was Hall of Famer Lenny Dawson drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers? X Factor, you buzz first.
I would believe that would be 1963.
Ooh, would you like to steal with the correct answer, Eddie Ift? What year?
1967.
No, 1957. Glenn Dawson drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I knew it was a seven. Is that old?
I had no idea.
What?
No idea.
Who's Lenny Dawson?
Okay.
Hall of Famer.
Moving on to question number two. The Steelers are one of only six NFL teams that do not have what? Steelers? One of six. Craig Glazier, you are not part of this game.
Mascot.
That is not the correct answer.
Cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders is correct. Oh, no. X Factor.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to these squealers.
One for Eddie Ift. None for X Factor yet.
Let me break up this fight here.
Okay, wow. Let's move along to question three. Who was the Chiefs' first mascot? Oh, X Factor.
War paint. It was written by Crazy George.
There you go. All right, it is now a 1-1 tie. What year did the Pittsburgh Steelers win their first Super Bowl? Oh, who got there first?
I think it was Eddie.
1972.
Ooh, X Factor.
1973.
No, the year I was born, 1975. Yes. No, Craig Glazier, you are
not
participating
in this
trivia game. Okay. Okay. This Kansas City Chief was born in Nigeria and had a brief... X Factor.
That would be the Nigerian nightmare, Christian Okoye.
Absolutely right.
Didn't
yes.
even let us finish the question.
He's good. That's how good he is. And I believe that puts you in the lead. Let's move along. What field did Pittsburgh first call home? Eddie Ift.
First
field they
Forbes
played?
Forbes Field.
Yes, that is correct.
Getting hot in here.
Ooh, this is good. All right. What will the score of this Sunday's game between the Chiefs and Steelers be? X Factor?
My favorite Chiefs player, 58-0 Chiefs.
That's correct. That is the correct answer. Yes.
I believe that is right.
That's a total hypothetical. You can't say that.
You're wrong.
No,
that's the correct
right.
answer.
No, you got the time machine.
We're going.
I'm great friends with Miss Cleo's daughter, so I know.
Unbelievable. This is. I feel like you guys are cheating.
Here, this is the part.
The Russians are involved in this. The Russians have hacked this.
You actually look good now, man. No, you need to rock that.
He just put an X Factor hat on Eddie. If he did
we
not
have
appreciate
it on video. It's good.
The Chiefs.
You're not even wearing anything Pittsburgh.
I didn't know there was a game.
Wow, that's a true fan there.
Job.
You can go see him at Stanford's this weekend before you go to the Chiefs game on Sunday. So you have, what, two shows tonight, two tomorrow?
Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. Please come out. I won't be doing any Steeler jokes.
There you go. Exactly.
No.
Go
no
see
Chiefs
Eddie.
Jokes either. Oh, sweet. Brian?
If I'm doing jokes, that's what I'll be doing jokes about this. I've got photos. I will talk about it. Are we done? Is that the end of the?
That's the end of the game.
You Woohoo!
No, you no, lost. He got the lost. Score correct. That put him over the
edge. Steelers people can't count.
Look at him. He's even got the colors of Russia, the Soviet Union. You guys have hacked us.
You got the dark side going, man.
Congratulations to our play-along
really
contestant.
Awkward.
I think Michaela gets the Rally House gift card.
All right, Michaela, good job. Thank you, Judy, for playing there. And I think that ends Shaylee our time at the Facebook Live Lounge. Are we done there?
Yep, Shaylee's got video. So if you'd like to watch the men in action, you can watch that video when Shaylee posts it in just a little bit.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.